It's Nick, Jess and Ducco with you. And right now on 131060, we are asking, did you get injured in the sack?
That's right. A woman who featured on a show in the UK called Sex Sent Me to the ER. I think that needs to be mandatory viewing. I mean, if there's a whole show based around that, what don't we know about how we can get injured?
There's going to be a lot of spin-offs, though. That'll just be that Sex Sent Me to the...
To the dentist. To the dermatologist. Yes, Josie and Michael are their names, and they wanted to spice things up. And now they like a little bit of heat in the bedroom. They've done things like melt the candle wax and drizzle it all on each other. And they thought, you know what, we like gummy bears. So he's melted down a giant gummy bear, poured it on his miso, and it realized, before it was too late to realize that melted sugar doesn't cool down like candle wax, and just gave her third degree burns. He's tried to lick it off, and then his tongue copped third-degree burns as well.
What a good guy, though, just trying to lick it off to save it, then copping the burns as well.
I know, but also...
they're all in it together.
If I'm panicking in the moment of something burning me and Angus went to lick it off, like, no, no, we're not in sexy mode anymore. You need to start helping me. You know what I mean? Like,
we can keep doing it.
Caught on fire. Yeah. It's all right, I'll lick it.
I'll lick it off. Oh, goodness. Right.
Sally in Ellamore Vale, when did you have a bedroom injury?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It was the days of the waterbed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
So I was laying there very romantically, and hubby thought, yeah, he'll come and jump. And he jumped on the waterbed. I went up, went flying, and I landed right on my back and my head on the wooden frame that goes around the outside of the waterbed. Oh, so painful.
Oh, my God. How quickly did we get rid of the waterbed after that incident, Sal?
A couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah. She gave it a red hot crack still. May as well get mileage out of it, you know what I mean,
100%.
Sal?
100%. Yeah. Oh, great. Welcome back to the 80s.
Seriously, Jess is in Belmont. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, thank you. Have you been injured in the sack?
Well, I've been... stung. So my husband and I were in the midst of things, and I've never been stung by anything before, and I got stung by a green ant right on my leg.
Oh, okay. Were you in a bed or were you out in the wilderness?
So I was in my bed, but I have two dogs, and one of my dogs loves getting on the bed, and she's a hunter as well, so we assume that's why.
Okay, she'd brought an ant in.
She was just hunting. She was hunting the ants. Look, Mum, look what I brought.
Yeah, set your sights a bit bigger. That's a bit of a public service announcement to your dog. I reckon he can hunt things bigger than an ant.
Yeah, you're a dog. Yeah, you know, aim high, Dal. Aim high.
Go for the cats in the neighbourhood, would you? Richard in Wall's End. When did you get a bedroom injury?
So I might have wagged school once, twice with a couple of friends, and we ended up at a mate's house. Mm-hmm. Had a bit of, you know, shower fun, and gone to grab a towel and ripped it off the bench and smashed a glass ornament and trod on it. Ended up with about, I don't know, 10, 15 stitches underneath the bottom of my foot.
While you were wagging school, so then you got caught for wagging because you got injured?
I had to call me Nan to come pick me up and take me to hospital.
God,
when you hurt yourself in the bedroom, you always call grandma. You know
totally,
what I mean?
Totally.
First person I call grandma, I've done it again. Get here now.
Help me, man.